大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
在我们开始我们的信息以前，我们低头做个祷告。
As we begin our message today, let's bow our head and let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to give thanks to you.
今天来到你的殿中。
That when we come into your temple today,
是你给我们的福分。
It is you that who gave us this blessing.
我们可以来到这里，我们可以来赞美你。
That you bless us and you give us this privilege to come and worship you.
也可以让你的话来帮助我们。
And so that your words may help us too.
我们感谢你给我们在圣经上你的话语。
And we also want to give thanks to your words from the Bible.
做我们脚前的灯。
As a lamp of our
教导我们怎么样做人。
And help us and teach us how to how that we should behave and how we should be in this world.
把以下的时间交托在你的手里。
And we want to commit the time of the following upon you.
求主自己来带领我们。
We ask you to please help our guide us.
我们这样祷告是奉主名求。
And we pray in this manner in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天有没有我要问的一个问题就是这个礼拜有没有人发过脾气？
Today I want to ask you a question. Who among us have got angry this week?
有没有人呢、啊、
Is anyone of us here?
你知道在讲台讲话的人最喜欢的就是他讲的话会众有反应。
So, and you know very well that for anyone who stand here to share with you, you expect the congregation to have some responses to encourage him.
所以我可能要把这个问题再改一下。有什么人在这个礼拜没有发过脾气
？Maybe I should rephrase this question. Who among you did not get angry this week?
哇，有人举手哎！
And I do see some people raise their hand, which is a good thing.
所以我们今天要讲的题目就是你发脾气，生气。
And today our topic is about anger.
生气却不要犯罪。
And anger but do not sin.
这是保罗劝勉我们的。
And this is what Paul has encouraged us.
所以呢，你有什么东西会让你发脾气呢
？And so what are the things that will actually make you angry?
就是堵车的时候会给你发脾气。
How about long traffic jam?
我犯过这种错。
And I did the same mistake.
今天为什么会讲这个题目
？And so why do I want to preach about?
不是因为我知道我们当中有人每天在发脾气，还是我认识人有这个脾气的问题
？And it's not too much about I know that many of us here get angry, or I know someone who does.
其实这个题目是帮助我自己的。
And actually, this topic is more about helping myself.
因为我太太常常跟我说，你是不是年纪大了？现在好像很不耐烦，常常的。没事有事都在发脾气。
And because my wife asked me a lot of time, are you in the midlife crisis that you get angry all the time?
翻得很好。那其实我第一个反应就是哪里有啊
？And of course, my first reaction was always, "Wake up, no."
其实这个是发脾气人的第一个反应就是否认。
And this is often the same.Response from whoever get angry, the self-defense, the same response.
哪里有啊？哪里有发脾气、啊、
？No, I'm not doing it.
他说你声音越来越大，他怎么还说没有发脾气
？But my wife told me that my voice get louder and louder.
所以本来没有发脾气也发脾气了。
And of course, when you are not in the anger mode, but because of the fight, then you started to get even angry.
所以其实呢，很多东西让我们很快的就。
So a lot of things that we get angry many very easily.
有大的事情就是可能你看到有一些不公平的事情。
There might be some big things that happen in your life.
或许你被背叛了。
Or perhaps you get betrayed.
人家在你后面说你的坏话。
And someone actually talk about you at your back.
也有可能是很小的东西你也会发脾气。
And perhaps just might be some small things that you get.
小孩子打破了饭碗的时候。
Your kid broke the plates.
我知道有人长大的时候他们就很怕在家里的时候打烂这个的饭碗。
And as we grow older, that we sometimes have the care of
as we are growing up.
Yeah, as we're growing up, we are very afraid that someone actually broke something.
Yeah, 因为打烂的饭碗的时候，可能会给父母骂一顿。
Yeah, because if you break something, you get scolded by your parents a lot.
小事情的时候，就比如说有人把这咖啡洒在你的衣服上面。
And maybe today someone spilled coffee on your pants.
这也可以使你发脾气。
And it makes you angry too.
所以你发脾气的时候，你会怎么样去反应呢？
And so how do you resolve anger when you have?
你会突然间大爆你的气出来吗？
Do you burst out the rage right away?
还是你会把这个气吞下去，就藏在你的心里面？
Or do you try to endure?
那我们下一个 slide。 我们看到，其实，在三天前就看新闻的时候，看到这个新闻，就是在 New Jersey 这个地方，电视上的新闻报道，就是有一部校车，它就是走在一个 FedEx 的 truck 的卡车在后面，它就是忍不住，这个卡车好像也故意的开得很慢，开了18 mile per hour， 就是很慢很慢的。
So 3 days ago, there was an incident in New Jersey about a school bus and a FedEx truck. And the school bus was in the line, and the FedEx truck was next to him, and then the truck was moving very slowly.
所以这个校车一直都要从左边超过这个 FedEx 的卡车.
And the bus was trying to cut ahead the FedEx truck.
但是当他看到有机会这样做的时候，这个卡车也跟着他。 向左边这样的动。
But whenever he found the chance to do it, the FedEx truck was also doing the same to lean over.
所以这种就是好像就是我们所谓的 road rage， 是 road rage， 这个中文不叫怎么样翻，好像是路霸的意思。就是路霸。
So it's more like a road rage incident.
还好这个事件没有人受伤，这个校巴里面没有学生在里面。
And good thing was it didn't happen worse at the end. There was no children in the school bus.
但是这种事情也会发生在我们身上，是不是？ 你有没有试过这样子的？
But the same thing happened every day in our life. And have you ever had the same experience before?
你如果在一个小镇子里面开他们的小路的时候，有时候就是只有一条路，那前面有一个卡车挡着你。
And many times when we ride on some state route, then you have some country road, there was only one lane, and you often have a slow moving truck.
那你是跟在后面，你的心情是怎么样子的？
So how do you feel or react when you are the one that who follow after the slow truck?
可以告诉你，我的心情就是会越来越坏。
And of course, many of us feel even worse, like when we drive behind it.
我会就是想办法，就是超过我前面那一部车。
And you will try to want to cut, overcut the car and move forward.
或许你是在前面的这一部车，你后面的那一部车等不着，他要爬你的前面。
And maybe you are the one that who is right before that, and then you feel pressure of the one that who is behind you, that who want to cut.
最近在加州的时候，我在开车的时候，我后面那部车就是忍不住，他一定要超过我。
And when I was driving in California, so that was what happened. The car behind me.
其实很多人说,
always want to overcut me. Right?
其实很多人说我开车很快的。
A lot of people feel very proud of themselves, like I'm a very fast driver.
我不觉得我开得很慢。
And I don't think that I drive very slowly.
但是这部车超过我。
But this car would just overtake me.
然后他就骂了我一顿，他就在他旁边的，把他的窗子打开，就好像说了一些东西。
And then, and not even that, when he overtake you, he rolled down his window and he start cursing you or showing you some gesture.
所以这样也是，我也会愤怒。
And of course you get, Dennis get angry very easily with that.
无论我在后面还前面我都愤怒。
So no matter when I'm the one in front or I'm the one at the back, I get angry.
愤怒这个东西啊，好像是每个人都会有的。
And we found that the anger happened to everyone.
你发脾气的次数是多还是少？
It's whether we get angry many times or less.
这就看我们对事情的反应。
And it actually showed that how we look at, and incidents.
我们今天的经文是从以弗所书第四章二十六节开始到第五章。
And our scripture today started from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26 to chapter 5.
保罗说生气却不要犯罪。
And Paul said that in your anger do not sin.
你不可含怒到日落。
And do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
在第四章三十一节的，他又说：一切的苦毒、一切的恼恨、一切的愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并且一切的恶毒，都要除掉。
And in verse 21, he said, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, growling and slander, along with every form of malice."
那你看这两段经节的时候，好像里面有矛盾，是不是？
And it seems like there are some contradiction in the verse.
开始的时候，他说我们可以生气。但是不要犯罪。
And at the beginning, he said that anger, in your anger, do not sin.
但是在后面他又说这些愤怒你要把它除掉。
But at the end, he still, and he also said that get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger.
所以这个愤怒到底是容不容许呢？
So, is anger allowed?
所以愤怒是什么东西？愤怒是我们对一些事情可能伤害到我们的时候，我们发出来的一种反应。
So anger is an inevitable response when we are living with troubles and when we react to things.
它其实它有好处，就是可以帮助我们在危机的时候，我们可以准备去应付。
Anger actually helps us to respond to dangers or emergency.
我们的心可能跳得比较快。
And our heart rate goes up.
这个 adrenaline 就是在我们的血里面就增加了。
Our adrenaline enters the bloodstream.
我们可以准备我们自己去应付一些危机。
And we are ready to respond to the circumstances.
神自己也发过怒，是不是？
And God get angry too.
所以发怒。本身不是罪。
So anger is not sin.
神给我们有这一种的情感。
And God gave us the emotion.
神造我们的时候把很多他自己的情感，因为我们是造他的神像去被造出来的。
And because we are created in his image, he also gave us the same emotion that he had.
所以愤怒的感情我们也是会有的。
So the emotion of getting angry, we do have that.
所以我们发脾气并不是一个罪，但是我们发脾气，怎么样去发脾气，这个后果可能会引导我们就是犯罪。
So become angry is not sin, but how do we react and to express the anger, will may or may not cause us into sin.、
Mm. 所以我们刚才看的那两段的经节，我们怎么样去了解呢
？Yes, how do we actually interpret the two verses that we just saw?
所以保罗写这一章节的时候，生气却不要犯罪，他是引用诗篇里面第四章第四节。
And Paul actually referred the verse "In your anger do not sin." He actually took it from the Psalm chapter 4 verse 4.
在诗篇第四章第四节是这样说的：你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪，在床上的时候要心里思想。并要肃静。
I have the verse. Okay, tremble and do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent.
所以这个 NIV 英文的的翻译本把这个畏惧翻成 tremble.
So in the NIV version, the angry was being.Translated into tremble.
在中文的这个是用畏惧的这个词去形容这个动词。
Yeah, and in Chinese, it also means the same thing.
但在 ESV 的翻译本，它就把这个字直接翻成 be angry， 就是要生气。
But in another English version, the ESV, so it literally just translates as angry.
就好像以弗所书第二十节四章二十四节，保罗用的生气。却不要犯罪的这个身体。
And it's the same word that Paul uses in Ephesians.
所以保罗如果是引用这个经节旧约的这个经节，我们可以去看到底这个旧约的经节，这个畏惧，这个生气的意思是什么。
So as Paul referred to this verse in the Old Testament, so we get to see what actually mean in both translation.
我们要看的就是下一个 slide， 啊，就是这个动词，这个 angry， 这个生气的动词，畏惧 tremble angry 这三个词。
So and the next one we get to see the verb and showing in these contexts.
那原来呢，在旧约第诗篇的那一章，他所用的这个生气的这个动词呢，是以就是希伯来文其中一个形容生气的一个词这词就是叫做 rogas。
Yeah. So in the original text in Hebrew, and this word anger is called rogas.
So rogas 的意思就是被好像被烦躁被耸动被颤动被震动被激发被摇动被惹的这种的意思。
So and it translates as to be agitated, quiver, quack, be excited, perturbed or provoke.
你看的好像都是过去的这个词。
And these are some very old words.
过去就是past tense.
Oh, I mean the past tense.
就是好像是比较被动的一个词。
So it's more like
passive.
Yeah, it's more like a past.
Yeah,
but I mean these are the past tense.
These are past tense, but it's a passive word.
Oh, yeah. they are more into a passive way.
有另外一个词来形容这个生气，就是叫做 quarrel。我不知道我发的音准不准啊，但是从英文的发音来看，就是好像。读成 quarrel 这个字。
So the other Hebrew words that describe anger is called quarrel，
就是意思好像是加热一样，就是火上加火的一样，好像一种怒气，就是好像焚烧稻草的火，
所以
很快的就发起来了。
So a definition is more like to be kindled with anger, heat up, or it's more like slowly burn up。
所以这个 quarrel 的这个生气的，就是好像这样的形容。
So this is like the description of how coral.
不知道你在你的后院有没有，就是有时候在春天的时候，或者是 fall， 就是秋天的时候有草地大堆的干草，你把它是堆起来的时候，一大堆，你怎么样去处理呢
？So it's like when we was in fall season, and we collected all the mulch, and then and they are dry.So what do you do with it?
Yeah, 你可以把它包起来，就是一袋一袋送到那个 compost site 去。
And you take them out and send them to the compost site.
我懒的时候就可能在我后院把它烧起来。
But and if I'm lazy to do that, I could burn it.
你烧这些干草的时候，你看得很快，它这个草一烧就这个火很大，很快就发起来。
And if you ever done that, when you just burn it with just a slight fire and it slowly get, it actually get very quick, quickly.Build up，
熊熊的大火很快就烧起来，但是你烧这个大木头的会就没有那么快了。
And but in the other way, when you burn, try to burn the wood, and it's not getting that fast.
所以在圣经里面有41个地方有讲到这个生气的时候，他们是用前面的那个叫 rogas 的那个词去用。
So there were 40 times, and in the Bible.Use the word rogas.
在用的时候，它的意思一般都是好像形容这地受到震动，是因为有这个earthquake.
So yeah, and there were some verses actually refer to the earthquake happen kind of symptoms when they refer to anger.
地受到震动是因为有这地震，或许是因为有神的能力把这个地都震动起来了。
The earth tremble is sometimes referred to just simply an earthquake or just is one act of God.
或许就是有人被惹到他们的气就发脾气起来了。
But there are some other time that it refer to these people who get angry.
这原文就是 trembling， 就是颤抖的意思。
So, and in the original text, it means trembling.
所以NIV 就把它翻成 tremble 的意思。
So, and NIV translates as tremble.
所以两个字之间分别在哪里呢？一个我们刚才说的是一个是比较被动的，你看到有一些事情让你自己会发脾气的，是受 受的别人的影响，你发脾气。
So the two different words, the one is more passive, but the other one is more like you self-initiated.
对啊，第二个就是比较主动的，你自己因为你对一些东西你不喜欢，你的脾气发起来，你就是向别人发脾气。
So the other one is more like you start the anger.
有可能是你在公司啊，事情做得不顺利。可能被你老板骂了一顿。
Perhaps you have a bad day in your office and you get scolded by your boss and the things that you are trying to do is not going as smooth.
你的气就吞下去，你又不敢就是反抗你的上司，是不是
？And you try to endure it by just sucking up.
但是回到家里的时候，有一点点不顺眼的时候，你就这个脾气发起来了。
But when you get home and youHave just a slight incident happen in your house, and then that's when your anger bursts out.
虽然你是因为你的老板使你发脾气，但是你回到家的时候，这是你自己的气在里面发出去的。
And even though that you have received all the bad moves in the office from your boss, but you burst out your anger when you get home.
这就是主动的去发脾气。
So this is when you started you start to become angry. You started.
所以第四章二十六节，生气却不要犯罪。这个生气就是指前面的那一个 rogas 的那种生气，就是被动的一种气。
So these angry but do not sin, these refer to rogas, is the one that which is passive.
但是后来三十一节的时候，保罗说我们要把这个愤怒、把这个怀恨除掉的时候，这个怀恨的怒气就是第二种的怒气，就是主动的那种怒气。
But the later anger verse, that refer in verse 31 that Paul asks us to get rid of, that is the anger which is the one that you started by yourself.
所以这种的愤怒是保罗所谴责的。
So this is one that Paul condemned.And he asked us to get rid of.
他说：“我们如果有这样的怒气的时候，我们要把它除掉。
And if we have this anger, then we want to get rid of that.
所以呢，第二十六节关键就是你生气的时候，其实你生气的时候，不论你是有理由还是没理由的时候，他劝勉我们不要含怒啊，过到就是日落的时候。
So in the earlier verse said, even when we get angry, we do not want to hold on.To it beyond sundown.
因为下一节他说怎么样？因为如果我们这样做的时候，就是让魔鬼有地步。
Why is that so? Because on the next verse, Paul explained, because it gives the devil a foothold.
魔鬼就是会用我们这种的愤怒而让我们去犯罪。
The devil will use our anger and put us into committing sin.
这说明这个罪，这个愤怒。有一些愤怒是我们应该有的，有一些愤怒是可以让我们去犯罪的。
So we talk about there are certain anger that we should still have, and the other one that we should get rid of.
我们可不可以把这个 slide 往前
okay, ？Go back to the last one.
没有，就是向前走。OK. 所以我们现在来看一些愤怒，就是有一些愤怒是可以。是我们去犯罪的。
So we can see the next, we like to look at some anger that we talk about, like the uncontrolled anger.
失控的愤怒。
Uncontrolled anger.
你有没有试过失控的愤怒
？So do you have that kind of moment with the uncontrolled one?
你越发脾气，你越脾气越大。
And when you started to get angry and it become worse and worse.
好像火上加火这样。
And it's more like the fire burning.Over fire.
好像收拾不来。
So like you cannot control it.
好像你的头都要爆开了。
It's like your head is almost burst out.
这种愤怒就是好像小孩子，你有小孩子的话，有时候他们要得到东西得不到的时候，他们就大叫大吵。
So it's more like a kid having a temper tantrum.
吵得越吵越大，越大声。
And it just becoming worse and worse.
我们有时候骂人的时候，越骂越大声。
And sometimes when we scold people and then we scold even louder and louder.
有没有试过
？Do you have that moment?
我试过。你问 Keisha 跟 Monica 就知道了。
Yeah. And I have that moment. So if you ask Dennis' daughters, then.
这种愤怒其实是很危险。
And this is a very dangerous anger.
这个因为愤怒的时候，你在这种情况之下你说的话，你可能不知道你在说什么。And
many times when you are under this, you do not even know what you are talking about. It's very dangerous.
约拿也是跟神发脾气，是不是？
And Jonah also did the same thing. He get angry over with God.
当他看到尼尼微的人民
When he saw the people of Nineveh did not get condemned and punished by God, he get angry.
这个也是一个很可能是就是失控的一种愤怒。
And this is one that which is uncontrolled.
他是向神愤怒的。
And he actually throw his anger to God.
这种愤怒有很多时候我们会说了一些不好听的话出来。
So in this instance, many of us actually say something which is not right.
更极端的可能我们动手动脚。
So to the even extreme that some people even started fighting.
会伤害到别人。
Or use some abusive words.
身体的伤害是意识的伤害，但是你的话语的伤害可能会就是存到一世的。
Sometimes the physical injury just temporarily, but they are even worse in the emotional injury that will last quite a long while.
箴言是14章17节。
And in the Proverbs, verse 14 and 17.
这样说的，轻易发怒的，行事愚妄， 设立诡计的，被人恨恶。
A quick temperament does foolish things.
是你的脾气不好的话，你是一个愚妄的人。
So if you are quick tempered and you are actually the foolish one.
15章18节这样说：暴怒的人挑起争端，人怒的人仔细纷争。
A hot temperament stir up dissension.
所以你发怒的时候，你发脾气的，大发脾气，特别是那种失控的脾气的时候，你会做一些很愚蠢的东西出来。
So when you are in the emotion and anger, sometimes you do something foolish.
但是圣经也有话语告诉我们，我们当我们有这样的情况的发生的时候，我们要怎么样做？在雅各书第1章19节，我们要快快的听，要慢慢的做，要慢慢的说，要慢慢的动怒。
A good thing is the Bible also help us by showing us what we should do, like in the verse again.
Quick to listen.
Oh yeah, so in James chapter 1 verse 19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
快快的听不是说你快快的听快快的去骂人。
No, I'm not. The verse is not saying that you should quick to listen and then quick to scold people.
我们一般来说我们喜欢做的东西我们都会很积极的很快的去把它完成。
And many of us are those people who do things very quickly.
但是你不喜欢做的时候，你慢慢拖拖的，慢慢去做。And
but for certain things that you don't like to do, you just do it slowly.
所以他告诉我们，我们要去喜欢去听别人的话语。So
it teaches us that we should like to listen, so that we can be quick to listen from others.
但是不要很快的就去反驳别人。But
we want to be slow when we speak.
有另外一种的。 脾气就是会使我们去报仇的这种动机。
And there are also some anger actually put us into taking revenge.
我们刚才看到的那个路霸那个 road race 的例子，就是一种失控的一种愤怒，然后有报仇的一种的行为。
So we talk about the road rage earlier. So they are in the emotion of doing revenges.
以牙还牙的这种心态。
So they are doing the same of the others, so they are hurting each other.
所以有报仇的这种心态在里面。
So they are doing revenge.
这个会使我们去犯罪。
And it actually put us in sin.
在圣经里面我们也看到，其实法利赛人也有很多时候他就是要报仇。
And we also learn from the Bible that these Pharisees, they also have the same problem.
他们常常就是要试探耶稣，看能不能抓到耶稣的一些弱点。
So a lot of time they test Jesus and try to find his weaknesses.
但是耶稣常常都有很智慧，很有智慧，就是其实把他们责骂了一顿。
And Jesus, of course, he is very wise, and he often rebuke these people.
好像路加福音第六章第十一节。
And like in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 11.
他说他们就是法利赛人，就满心大怒，彼此的商议怎么样去治理耶稣。
But there the Pharisees were furious and began to plot with each other what they might to do to Jesus.
所以他们认为耶稣对他们不好，他们要做一些东西来报仇。
They thought that Jesus was trying to, trying to hinder them, and then they are trying to, find their own way to, try to, to revenge.
就是报仇，报仇就是报仇的行为，就是会使我们去犯罪。
In their anger, they they become sin.
圣经也有，就是也有教训我们，就是劝勉我们在这种情况底下，我们要怎么样去做呢
？In the Bible, also while it rebukes us, it also teaches how to how to control and how to take care of our anger.
罗马书第十二章第十九节
，In Romans 12:19,
告诉我们不要自己伸冤
，Do not take revenge,
宁可让步。
But leave room for God's wrath.
我们要听凭主怒。我们要记着神说的，神伸冤在我，我必报仇，我必报应。
So as the verse said, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to revenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们不要伸冤，我们不要报仇。
And the scripture clearly tells us that we should not revenge.
有报仇的这种心态，有这种报仇，以报仇来反映你自己的怒愤怒的时候，这个是罪的一种反应。
So anything that relate to revenge, they are sin.
又另外一种愤怒就是怀恨。
And the other way of expressing anger is also resentment.
怀恨就是你有一些怒气。是藏在你的心里面。
So resentment describe an anger that stems from a grievance.
这个怒气可能可以藏了很久。
And perhaps it's an anger that you often suppress.
有可能你藏了只有几分钟。
And maybe you just keep it to yourself for a couple of minutes.
但是到最后你可能会大爆，你的脾气大爆出来。
But over a long period of time that these grievances will burst out.
或许你不发脾气的时候，你就一直把这个气藏在你的心里面。
And or sometimes you can actually keep it for very long.
你没有伤害到别人，但是你伤害到你自己。
You are not hurting others, but you actually hurting yourself.
我们的身体是神的殿，是不是？圣经这样说的。
As we learn from the scripture that our body is a holy temple of the spirit.
当你伤害到你自己，虽然你没有伤害到别人，但是你伤害到你自己，你伤害到了神的殿，也是一种罪。
So it's the same way that even though you are not hurting the others, but you're hurting yourself, which is a temple of God.
所以呢，这些刚才我们所说的例子，都是一些愤怒是可以让我们去犯罪的一些愤怒。
So we discuss about some examples that anger can lead us to sin.
你为什么会有这种的罪性呢
？So why do we have this kind of sinful nature？
其实你如果看之前的这些例子，有一个共同点，就是都是以自己、以我为中心的一种态度。
And as we refer to the angers that we discussed, and you found that a lot of these are actually self-centered, we look it to ourselves.
我们得不到的东西，我们尊严没有得到别人的认同的时候，我们拿不到我们要的东西。别人不听我们的话的时候，都是我，是不是？都是我，就发脾气出来了。
So like we do not get honor, by the others, and we do not get acknowledged, and we do not get the things we want. It's all about ourselves.
加拉太书第五章第十六节这样说的：“我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。”
In Galatians 5:16 says, So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
当我们自我为中心的时候，我们是放纵肉体的情欲。
And when we are self-centered, we let go, and then we follow the desires of our flesh.
满足我们自己的需要。
We want to use it to whatever to satisfy our desires.
有时候这个就是让我们去犯罪。
And many times that this put us into sin.
所以保罗在三十一节的说，他说我们都要把这一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒啊、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒都要把它除掉。
And this is why the Paul say in verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger.Brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
好，我们把这个 slide 啊往前到有这个 Lincoln 的照相的时候 ，OK。啊，前几天我有机会跟我同事谈起来。
And a couple of days ago, I talked about this with my friends.
啊，发现他原来写了一本书。
And I just realized that he wrote a book.
是有关于历史的书。
So he wrote a history book.
是有关于Minnesota 有一个家庭的历史。
And it's about a family history of what happened in Minnesota.
我问他这本书的 title, 这个 title 叫什么名，他就说 With Malice Towards None.
So, and the book name is With Malice Towards None.
如果记得我们刚才第四章第三十一节的时候，英文的最后的他说 Along with every form of malice.
So,
就是每一切的恶毒都要除掉。
So, it's like from the same verse that we just read, with every form of malice.
对，我其实我是第一次听到这个 with malice towards none 的这个词。
So this is the first time when I learned about with malice towards none.
我就问他到底为什么这个你的 title 这么特别呢
？So I asked him why do you choose this interesting title?
因为他说这句话其实是林肯总统说的一句话。
And he told me that this was actually a word from Lincoln.
我把它翻成中文的意思就是说，我们要朝向无恶意的行为，我们要对人慈善，我们要坚定正义，我们要因为神已经给我们分别是非的能力，要让我们让我们的努力完成我们正在做的工作，我们要修复我们国家的伤口。
So this is what President Abe Lincoln said with malice to a none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds.
当时美国在打内战。
So there was in the Civil War.
就是因为奴隶的这个事情。
So and also part of the reason was because of the black slaves.
北部的对这个南部的有一种怨恨。
So the northern states have grievance towards the southern.
因为他们离开了这个联邦。
And because they left the union.
所以林肯总统他说了这句话，就是希望大家可以就是除掉他们之间的怨恨。
So and President Lincoln said this so they could reconcile.
除掉这个恶意的行为。
So they can get rid of the malice.
让这个国家可以再联合起来。
So that the country can be reunited again.
林肯是一位在美国是被很尊重的一位总统。
President Lincoln is a noble president and well respected.
我们现在的总统的候选人如果有他这样子的态度，那就很好。
So as we talk about the recent president candidates, of course, if they would have half of his characters, how wonderful it is.
我们刚说的就是怒，罪怒，就是会犯罪的这一个愤怒。我们现在要说的就是义怒、义愤。
So we talk about anger that lead to sin.Now we want to look at some redemptive anger.
圣经告诉我们，我们是会生气的，却不要犯罪。
And the Bible told us that we are so angry but do not sin.
义愤到底是什么？
So what is redemptive anger?
就有时候我们看到有一些人或者一些事情我们感觉到是对我们很重要的时候，我们看到好像不太公平的时候，我们就会发脾气起来。是有一种愤怒在里面。
So these are the things when we look at some injustice or some things are unfair in our society, and that's when you get angry on the incident.
就好像有些最近发生很多事情，就是警察就是杀了一些黑人，是不是？
So for example, we learn about the news like some African Americans get angry because they perceive that injustice from the police.
他们就认为这对他们来说这是一个不公平的，就是有一种种族歧视的。情况在里面。
So to them, they found discrimination.
有些人他们就把这个愤怒，就是用这个和平的方式示威。
And so, and many of them express the anger in a peaceful way.
这是没错的。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
这可以说是义愤的一种例子。
And this is one of the example of redemptive anger.
但是也有些人因为他们看不开这个事情。他们就把警察杀掉。
And of course, there are some people that who was the anger led them to sin, which they killed the police.
虽然他们有很好的理由，但是他们做出来的表达出来的是犯罪的一种。
Even though they have good reason, but they did it in a sinful and the wrong way.
在圣经里面，我们看到神也会发怒。
And in the Bible, we learn that God also get angry.
耶稣也很多时候他也发怒。
And Jesus also got angry sometime.
他在圣殿里面医治一个病人的时候，就是法利赛人要试探他，他看他在这个安息日的时候，他会不会犯罪？
When,
他会不会医治人
？When Jesus healed a sick person during Sabbath, and Jesus got angry because the stubborn hearts of the Pharisees accusing him for doing so in the last day.
马可福音就是这样形容，耶稣就。就是忧愁发怒，为什么呢？因为他们的心刚硬了。
And in the book of Mark 3, verse 1 to 5, and Jesus got angry because of the stubborn hearts of the Pharisees.
耶稣到圣殿的时候，看到这些人把圣殿变成一个市场的时候，他也发怒了。
And when Jesus came to the temple and he saw the people turn the house of God into a market.He got angry too.
他说：“你不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。”
And he told these people and say, "Do not turn my father's house into a market."
他发怒的时候不是为他自己为他自己的益处而发怒。
He did not get angry over his own interests.
他发怒的时候是因为别人就是别人的软弱的地方，他因为这样子而发怒。
He get angry because of the weaknesses.And also the sin committed by the people.
他发怒，因为天父的名没有得到荣耀而发怒。
And he got angry because our Father's name was not being glorified.
这是所谓的义愤。
And this is one example. This is what you mean as redemptive anger.
这种发怒不会越发越大。
And these anger do not get over growing.
这种发怒是对事不对人。
And this anger is towards the incident, is not to the people.
我们发怒的时候，我们要问问自己，我们有没有理由去发怒呢？
And a lot of time when we get angry, we want to ask ourselves whether do we have a good reason to become angry.
当这个该隐祭物给神的时候，他的祭物没有给神被接受的时候，他就发脾气起来了。
And when Cain offered his sacrifices to God, and when God did not accept his offering, and Cain became angry.
我们知道该隐最后就把他的兄弟亚伯杀掉。
And we all learned that Cain at the end killed his brother Abel.
所以他这个发怒引领他就是去犯罪。
So his anger, and because God did not like his offering.Turn him into sin.
对，但是他当他在发怒的时候，神就问他：“该隐，你为什么发怒
？”Even when God even when Cain was angry, that God asked him, "Why are you angry?"
我们有没有理由去发怒
？So why do we have that reason to become angry?
下一次我们脾气发起来的时候，问问自己：“
so、
我为什么要发怒
？”Next time when you get angry, ask yourself, "Why do you have a reason?"
所以呢，我们的今天其实圣经很好的，它可以指我们的错误在哪里，它也给我们 有一些对应的方法。
So the Bible is indeed good because it taught us with many ways to handle our problems.
我们怎么样去实践？我们要生气却不会发怒呢？不会犯罪呢
？And how we should do it in our life as anger but do not sin.
我们今天念的经文接着有几节都是很好的一些劝勉。
The scriptures that we read today earlier, there are many encouragement, there are many teaching in there.
第29节，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的话的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
我们要骂人的时候，我们想一下，小心一点。
And when you are ready to start scolding people, think about it.
小心我们的言语。
Be wary and be careful of our words.
最好的这个言语是造就人，不要伤害人。
That you want to speak the words that will build up others, not hurting.
第三十节，我们不要叫神的灵担忧。你们原是受他的名、他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And in verse 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
我们怎么样去使这个圣灵担忧呢？
So how do we grieve the Holy Spirit?
很多事情可以让这个灵担忧。犯罪的时候就是让灵担忧。
There are many things that could cause grievance to the Holy Spirit, including when we sin.
我们没有过一个圣洁的生活，也是使我们的灵担忧，圣灵担忧。
When we neglect holiness and we do not live a life with purity, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
当我们追求世上的事物的时候，我们不追求神的真理的时候，这也是会使圣灵担忧。
And when we choose to worship and to pursue the worldly things and but not the truth of God, we grieve the Holy Spirit too.
我们不要叫神的灵担忧。
We do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
第三十一节、第三十二节，我们刚才都说过了，是一切苦毒要除掉。第三十二节他说，我们要以恩慈来相待，我们要彼此的饶恕。
And in verse 31, we learn about Gary of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. And then in the 32, that be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
当你可以饶恕，你可以忘记 ，forgive and forget， 你就不会有怀这个恨在你的心里面。
So when you are able to achieve forgive and forget, you do not keep that grievance in your heart.
你不会让你在日后的时候有机会去犯罪。
So that you do not give the anger an opportunity to get hold of you on the later day.
不会让魔鬼有地步来让你犯罪。
That you do not give the foothold to the devil.
第五章第一节，他说：“我所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。”
In chapter 5, verse 1, follow God's example, therefore.As dearly loved children.
第二节也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
And in verse 2, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrance offering and sacrifice to God.
我们要效法神。
We want to imitate God.
我们看神的榜样，神会发怒，但是他也是很忍耐的一个神。
As we follow his example, we learn about his character. We learn about God's patience.
他是不容易发怒的一位神。
And he is not easy to anger.
他发怒的时候，是因为我们做错的时候，做错事不听他的话的时候，他就会发怒。
And when he has, and when we, when we sin.When we commit wrongdoing, and that's when God becomes angry.
但是他也是给我们很多机会去悔改。
But God is also merciful. He gave us many opportunities.
到最后
many chance to repent.
他不是以牙还牙的一种心态去责罚我们。
And he is not a God with an eye to an eye.
甚至他就是牺牲他自己儿子为我们舍命。
And he even gave his only son to die for our sins.
所以我们要效法神的时候，就是我们可不可以好像他这样子，看到不好的东西，但是我们反而用好的东西去反应。
So how do we learn from God's example that when we see something which are not right, but yet we still pay back with good things?
这些经节都是帮助我们怎么样去实践我们在发怒的时候、生气的时候不去犯罪。
And may the scriptures help us in those situations.
就是你说，实际上我应该要怎么样做呢？
So you ask yourself that how in reality that we can do this.
我们有一些实用的劝告。
And there are many practical instructions.
第一就是我们要读圣经。
So the first is we want to study the word of God.
诗篇告诉我们，神的话语要把他话语，神的话语在我们是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
So like in the book of Psalms, say that your word is a lamp to my feet.And a light to my path.
我们看圣经的时候，我们可以把这些有关于愤怒的经节，我们就把它抄下来，然后看几遍。
And as I study the Bible, and I wrote down the verses about anger, and then I copy down, and then I keep reading it.
箴言里面其实有很多很多的经节关于这个愤怒的。
There are many verses in Proverbs.Was about anger and how to manage it.
Okay, 可以给我们有一些帮助。
And it helps us.
第二个方法就是你要想一想你这个后果。
And the second way of how we do it is we want to think about before we act. We think about the consequence.
你发了这个脾气以后，这个后果会怎么样子呢？
So what is the consequence or that happened after we get anger?
箴言十八章十九节说：“弟兄结怨。”劝他和好，以取坚固，成还是难。这样的这样的增进，如同坚在的门圈。
Proverbs 18:19, it is harder to win back the friendship of an offender brother than to capture a fortified city. His anger shuts you out like iron bars.
如果在愤怒的时候，你说了一些东西，或者打伤的人。你会破坏友情，是不是？你会破坏友情，会破坏亲情。
In your anger, when you speak something sinful, and then or you even hurt and injure the others, you are hurting the relationships.
你这个关系要补回来的时候，可能会非常的难。
So it is very hard for you to reconcile.
第三个就是要克服你的言语。
So and the third one is to restrain.Your remarks.
你的言语可以是非常非常厉害的一个武器。
The words from your mouth are very sharp and strong weapons.
它会伤害到人。
They will cause harm to others.
箴言里面也有说，谨守口与舌的，就保守自己免受灾难。
In Proverbs 21:23 say, if you want to stay out of trouble,Be careful what you say.
当你要骂人的时候，还是可以骂，但是你用的语言小心一点。
And when you are about to, when you get angry, you are about to scold the others. Be wary and be very careful of what you are going to say.
最好的这个效果是可以造就人。
And of course, is for those that which will help building up the others.
最后就是我们要听从圣灵。
And the last is we want to listen to the Holy Spirit.
当我们有一些挣扎的时候，无论你这个是你的脾气的一个挣扎，或许你是对某些东西的挣扎爱钱的挣扎这些所有的挣扎，这些挣扎到底是哪里来的呢？
And many times we face many struggles, whether they are on the financials or they are on the personal emotioneven some other different kind of struggles that we have in life.
嫉妒的挣扎就是一切。在圣经这告诉我们，因我们并不是与属血气的征战啊，不是属血气的一些征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So even we also have struggles of the laziness and the jealousy and all that. But the verse, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
我们挣扎的可能不是我们自己可以控制到的。
Our struggle are not something that we can control.
我们可能是跟恶魔的一个灵气的来挣扎。
And those are the struggles that we actually fight with the dark side.
人的方法不可以治疗。
And these are not the way of how the human way can take care.
所以我们要听从圣灵。
So we want to listen to the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵怎么教导我们?
We want to listen of how Holy Spirit can teach us.
去抵抗这些挣扎。
And to overcome the struggles.
刚才我们已经提过了，罗马书里面教导我们，我们不要自己伸冤，伸冤在神手里面。
So in the book of Romans that we learn about, do not revenge, but leave because God will avenge for us.
叫我们做我们应当要做的，但是我们做不到的，我们就让神去做。
So we want to do things that we can, but for things that we deal with these struggles, we want to leave them to God.
我们的 slide 要向前走。 前面，所以让神去替我们做我们做不到的东西。
So we want to do what you can do and let God do what you cannot do.
加拉太书第五章22节可能大家都很熟悉，就是圣灵的果子。So
in the book of Galatians that we learn about and many of us are very familiar.
圣灵的果子是就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
我们身为基督徒，我们有没有圣灵的果子在我们里面？
So as we are Christian, do we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
我们有没有听从圣灵的话？
Do we listen to the Holy Spirit?
如果我们有这些果子在我们里面，就没有理由去发一些不应该发的脾气。
So if we bear these fruits, we shall not be tempted into the sinful anger. And we want to let the Holy Spirit to take kingship in our life. And at last, we want to use the song as our prayer.
诗歌第四节这样说：愿我一生听主命，放弃己见随主行，我心成为主宝座，愿你作王我心中。
Like the fourth stanza in the song says, take my will and make it thine, and it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine now, on it shall be thy holy throne.